At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember all those who have fought for peace, whatever their reason, whatever their call. In 1916, A.A. Milne, the much-loved author of When We Were Young, Christopher Robin, Winnie the Pooh, returned from the First World War. He was wounded, incensed, and broken open. He left the city of London, where he had been a popular and applauded playwright, and retired to the country to heal and write a book about peace. Eventually, after all his other writings, Peace with Honor developed. Two statements from that book. Tell the innocent visitor from another world that two people died in Sarajevo and that the best that Europe could do about it was to kill 11 million more. And then, war is something of man's own fostering, and if all mankind renounces it, then it'll be no longer there. When did it become acceptable for humans to kill humans? Greg Braden, the scientist, spiritual philosopher, contends that we are still living out the karma of Cain and Abel. The conflict between two brothers, the sibling rivalry, power, greed. In the past, most young men signed up and went to war for an ideal, to protect a way of life, to defend a homeland, a society, something that they believed in. And now, when war is about profit and greed, made from an easy chair with private paid armies, drones killing targets, and innocents thousands of miles away with a flip of a switch. Made up stories to cause preemptive strikes, just in case somewhere, sometime, someone might do something, and the collateral damage is massive, and no one held accountable. And yet, peace is present. So let us speak of peace and take the stand for peace once again, not only to honor those who have gone before us, whatever their reasons, whatever their time, whatever their love demanded. I ask myself if peace is still relevant in this day and age. Ignorance still prevails. And now we have depraved indifference, one who is void of social consciousness and bent on mischief. That's the new definition. Individuals who are so damaged that they have no heart center and thus cannot feel love for themselves or for the other. There is still apathy and passivity on a grand scale. Conflict is created by us being in judgment. All thoughts we have are some form of judgment, for or against another. So what do we compromise, destroying ourselves to get along, to tolerate the injustices and the inequities that we live in? Peace is still present. Peace and freedom are something we give ourselves. Peace will happen only when we, the community and the country we live in, the world that we are a part of, come to recognize, listen, and to respond to the other with love, with tenderness, with openness, with forgiveness, mercy. When we truly understand there is only one, and the only thing that is happening is life. Life is us. Life is not happening to us. We are happening to life. Life is, we are. And we are the ones designed in concert with life to care for all life, to protect all life, not have dominion over it. Life is sacred, holy, and naturally flowing. Life is our home. Peace, light, wonder, joy, God, Goddess, I Am, oneness. All these are our names. I've been a messenger for peace and nonviolent education since the age of 7, 68 years ago. My mother, a pious Christian, Bible in hand, and so critical of the feminine. My father, a minister's son, always judgmental, angry, quick to lash out and hit. Trips to the basement. You are ugly. God hates you. This is why I do this to you. They lived in the constant criteria of what other people would think and say. We had an extensive library, and I would escape by being and becoming a very avid reader. And while I could not change my circumstance, I came to understand that I was not the issue. Through my readings about various religions, conflict resolution, and human behavior at a very young age, I started writing letters to those authority figures around the world who were suppressing humanity. My social consciousness began at a very early age. Standing in the living room when I was around 11, watching our new TV, and seeing the rolling of the tanks into Hungary, I was beyond distressed. And instantly, I had this vision that I, and part of my destiny, was to teach peace in peace schools in international waters around the world. It hasn't quite transpired the way the vision showed up, but I've done the best I can. So I've experienced violence in my life. A mother trying to drown me, men with hands around my neck, guns to my head several times. I also know that every experience that I have, I don't want to use the word endure necessarily, but that has come into my life, has presented to maturate my soul's journey. And each of us, have had those journeys. We've had experiences that we know help us along the path of our true destiny. So after seeking and trying to understand why, then moving on to how, peace was my choice. I started speaking peace, as Jennifer mentioned, in the early 80s. Golden Gate Park, Ed Asner, from the Mary Tyler Moore fame, and Avon Madison, who was a woman who had presented to the UN and had this agreement of the International Day of Peace, which is normally in September. My vision for peace is the intentful cooperation, communication, and knowingness that all life is sacred. We must always, always find ways to create win-win situations and circumstances. That we learn how to deeply listen and respect the other's point of view, needs, and dreams. The methods of peace are 5: love, consciousness, vigilance, silence, and power, personal power. Peace is an inside job. Until we learn to be conscious, aware of ourselves, our thoughts, actions, intentions, and consequences, we are ignorant and we wander in a wilderness. Sometimes we prefer the comfortable rut, the groove in this life that we have worked and strived for, that we deserve. And yet there is an unease, something missing, an emptiness, and yet peace is present. So who is your role model? Is it Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Mother Teresa, Gandhi, governments. Since peace is always present, how and why do we create non-peace, non-harmony, non-acceptance? What gets in the way? What do we resist? Are we caught in perpetual war for perpetual peace? Nothing happens in a vacuum. We must prepare fertile ground, the soil that we will till to plant the seeds of peace and nurture with the fertilizers of love, forgiveness, mercy, and trust. Only then will things change and occur organically. In our world now, the various world religions stand between you and God in an attempt to control your spirit, keep you separate from your own heart message, which is always present. The media stands between you and truth. The military stands between you and peace. The bureaucracy stands between you and freedom. The police force stands between you and liberty. The politicians stand between you and the law. The drug companies stand between you and health. And some technologies stand between you and connecting with the loved ones. It's all a very deliberate control trip, the making of a living hell here on Earth. And yet, peace is always present. No control by another can win against the power of the individual heart-mind. We take our control back when we stop being violent to ourselves through self-criticism about our life, about our bodies, when we give ourselves permission to be perfect, even with all our seeming imperfections, when we stop being violent to our spirit and our soul, when we eliminate verbal and physical force in all situations, when we stop being violent to our family members, community, world, and planet. It is estimated that each one of us has 65,000 thoughts a day, usually repetitive. What percent is anger, violent, blaming, and shaming? And what must you do to turn that off? And yet being conscious and mindful requires that we be present to our thoughts, angers, frustrations, and energetic messages in every moment. And that is not easy. It takes a form of courage and commitment. And peace is present. Our choice, our intention, is to be peace-filled. So where is God, Spirit, the Divine in all of this? Inside, waiting for us to commune. In the peace-filled heart, in the real truth of who you are, in the love that you came to express and share, we build bridges from in here to out there to heal the various conflicts in our lives and mostly just to love the pain away. When we have this intention, we are filled with this. We feel a type of grace, a calmness, a connection to the divine, a resolve. And from this comes an allowance, a healing harmony, and we become the presence in the world that radiates out to all. We are our own role models. Once we have walked and felt ourselves through this holy process and feel the difference, we are forever changed. We all have choice. We all have free will. And the choices we make are the hinges of our destiny. We are then and only then able to give and receive the blessings of forgiveness and mercy. Peace is a choice. So what job description have you given yourself? Are you one with God, the divine, the light in the world, a missionary, a messenger, an ambassador, a crusader, a gladiator, a pilgrim, a peacekeeper? The fact is, there is not one person on earth here for the same reason you are. And each has decided their birth time and their deathing time, and the course of their journey in that dash, and how they want to connect to their divinity. Every object, every creature, every human has a soul. And in the destiny of all, and it is the destiny of all, to see as God sees, to know as God knows, to feel as God feels, and to be as God is. The divine intelligence is the government of our affairs. We each have this guide to truth, to reason, to beauty, to right action, to certainty, to peace and freedom. To be the perfected, the perfection, the wholeness, the completeness, madly in love with ourselves, with the other, and with all of life. Blessings be upon you.